interrupt with your host, Scott.
I can't.
They're all leaving. Yay! Welcome. Is there a Packers football show tonight?
I mean, we could have done this at my house like 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, for sure.
We have to be here on stage.
Hey, Maggie's here.
Hi.
Clap so at least there's noise. Yeah. I might have yelled over it, so I didn't pick it up. For those who are listening that have never been to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, because Maggie's been here and Connor has been here. It's a big audience tonight. But I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
Mike is to my right.
Hello.
And then we talk about things. Talk about all sorts of suggestions and topics and stories. You know, it's days like this.
What?
I don't know. I was pumping myself up. I was like, I'm tired. And by the time I get done with the show, it'll be late, and I'll go home, go to bed, get up, go to work. And I'm like, I gotta pump myself up because this is the best part of the day. And it's, I got my water.
Thanks.
John's got his beer. Mike's got his...
Hey, water.
Clear water. It's got bubbles in it.
Bubbly water.
Bubbly water.
That's sparkling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No expenses spared.
Why?
I was.
How come sparkling things always seem to be more expensive unless it's water? No, that's not true. LaCroix is pretty expensive for what it is.
I'd say sparkling stuff is usually more expensive in general. Sparkling wine is not cheap.
It's cheaper than wine. I'm thinking
of like sparkling juice.
Yeah, I was thinking of sparkling juice.
But even that is more expensive than it should be. It's just
more expensive than regular juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
Because you put more things in it, or just take more things out.
I guess.
Where does glitter come from?
Glitter?
Yeah. Where does glitter come from?
Little people cut it up. Yeah, a whole bunch of little people.
That's not a bad question, actually. I couldn't even... I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, how does it...
It's cut pretty small.
It's got to be through a machine, but how do you control that machine with not being ridiculous?
Right. Like, and also, there's that factory has to be a horror show.
Just dried... Like old glitter, just like
the workers have glitter
embedded in their fingernails.
Yeah, how does that work?
We should research in the next month, talk all about it, what we learned.
The funny thing is,
we'll promo that, get a big crowd here.
Do you guys like Kesha? Do you like glitter? Well, one of these is going to be here tonight. That's the poster.
Yeah, we don't say that because they're going to expect glitter to be here. Yeah.
The movie?
No, like glitter in general.
I'll just get a little jar of it.
Like a little test tube of glitter that we will not release.
Yeah. Or just get one of those things you put on your lips, the sparkly stuff.
I mean, even if next month we actually promote, that also works.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
Look, I put a poster up.
We had a heck of a stand-up show. I did some stand-up.
How'd it go?
It went well.
Good. It was a good crowd. I mean, when a crowd is that big, it's... I'm not saying it's hard to fail, but it's not. It's like you get that extra, this is a full crowd.
For sure. I know that from other performing. I've not done stand-up in a while.
Yeah.
But it went well. Yeah. Talked about walrus sex.
Walrus?
Success.
Success?
Success.
I hope, Scott, you don't take this one personally of them leaving, mostly because it's like a lot of one comic who brought it, and it was all from a smaller town, and I think they all drove up
the whole town.
Him.
Yeah, Seymour.
Yeah, they all just came up to see him and support him, and then it's like, do we drive back to Seymour, or do we see this podcast, which... 75% of them probably never heard of or know how to
or
download
know what
one.
A podcast is.
Yeah, or know how to.
I've been to Seymour. I ate a hamburger there.
Yeah, well,
very sure.
Welcome, Seymour. Thanks for nothing. Except a dirty hamburger.
I used to work with someone from Seymour, and she told me basically every story she told about Seymour involved people getting arrested.
Yeah, because there's nothing to do. There's one traffic light and a diner that serves shitty hamburgers.
Whoa. Oh. Are they known for shitty hamburgers? They're supposed to be good and you didn't like them.
They're supposed to be the birthplace of the hamburger.
Just the one place. It didn't taste...
Maybe that's how the original hamburger tasted, though. Maybe
that's before chemicals.
Right.
And how far we've come.
Yeah.
No, I think it was just
artesian hamburger.
It was a shitty... It was just like a shitty diner hamburger. Greasy. Gross. It was on a date. The date was awful, too. No, I'm sorry if you're listening.
So you I'm sure they did.
I don't know. I don't know if they are. I don't know. I feel bad. I always assume everyone listens to me, but only in negative ways.
Oh. But you could also just be honest, too. It's not like, I mean, you're not being really mean. You can say a date sucked. Like, that's okay to say.
I know.
You're not hurting their feelings. Like, I'm sure they've been on bad dates where the other person has been a problem, so they can relate.
Why did it suck? I don't know. I just wasn't... I don't...
Were they from Seymour and you drove down to meet them?
No, they were from a different city, but that was like the middle ground.
Okay.
It's just like, I didn't feel like we were having good conversations. She kept yawning. We talked about the weather.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That happens.
It felt...
Now, when she yawned, did you guys like make like a light of it or like, haha, why are you so tired? Or is it just...
No, she just was like, oh, I'm tired. And I went, oh, okay. Because her job, I don't know.
I feel like she was, like, opening a couple windows for you, and you just kind of, like, closed them. And
opening a couple windows?
Just for, like, for conversation starters. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying if she was like, I'm just tired. You could ask her why she was tired. Or...
She said, I think, because she's the work. I think it was the work thing.
Did you ask about her work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I was just making sure that you had no fault.
I'm not good at conversations, as you know this, from this 5 years of the show.
5 years?
Five and a half. Whatever.
Man, what a cult following week.
Like, we haven't even gotten 10 people that just go, this is a fun time once a month to go out to. It's very weird.
I thought Rochelle was going to show up because she posted on your wall.
She did.
She didn't show up.
Look at that. Here she's not.
Give us some time. Maybe Mitch will show up.
Mitchell, yeah, I'm sure Mitch will show up in probably 20 minutes.
He's probably panicking because there's an art thing going on out there and he doesn't know how to get around it.
Well, yeah, it's a crowd up front.
I can hear them.
Yeah.
There's a crowd?
There's
is it all the bar people?
I don't know.
The comedian people?
I didn't ask them all who's up. I just there was a bunch of people out.
Just more people buying Coors Lights.
People like Coors Lights and candy canes.
Apparently don't have Bud Light.
Don't?
How dare you?
Well, the weird thing is we have a sign that says we have Bud Light.
Yeah.
although then I was making a joke, that sign, that's just that's the Bud Light. I mean, it's not... That doesn't mean we have beer.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's more of a universal thing. Usually you have that.
Coke, Pepsi?
Yeah. But you guys don't have Diet Sprite, Diet 7-Up, something like that. Yeah. Most bars have that too, so I guess.
Well,
but Coors is always a happy medium.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went to a bar and I go, I want a Miller Lite, they're like, we have Coors. I'm like, okay.
There's plenty of light beer out there.
But when you go to a restaurant, it's Coke or Pepsi.
Coke.
Just Coke or Pepsi. You have one or the other.
Yeah.
Here, it's like, I guess we chose light Miller instead of Bud.
Yep.
It's like, it's... Yeah.
Oh, the guy was fine with it. I just didn't know. We have a sign that says...
I think Coors Light is the RC Cola of beer.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And 7-Up is the Corona.
Of Dr. McGillicuddy.
Dr. Peppers. Dr. Peppers.
Dr. Pepper is...
The Corona.
Is the...
Heineken.
It's like the Dogfish Head of ours.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because Dogfish Head is like it's a common beer, but not common enough to be mainstream. But I feel like that's the same with Dr. Pepper.
Nationwide one too.
It is, but I feel like Dr. Pepper is one of those that
Dogfish
places.
Head is nationwide.
Yeah, pretty sure. I mean, it's from Massachusetts. If it's here,
oh sure.
I mean,
yeah. If we
swam all that way,
if our giant beer-filled country state
city
can handle beer from a different state, yeah, it's got to be doing okay. Hey, let's talk more about beer, because I'm so interested in beer. Hey, what's your favorite alcohol percentage in a beer? Is it a 4.5, John, or you go for a nice smooth 4.9?
4.8.
I don't know.
I like a sixer.
Oh, wow.
I will...
Do you like the Red's Wicked Ale? That's 8% alcohol, maybe, I think?
On a regular basis, if I don't know what beer, I will just order the one with the highest alcohol content. Like, I'll just look at that and go, yep.
The menu of, like, fancy... Yeah.
Sometimes I do that, I feel like I have a problem. Other times, that's the solution.
Why don't they serve 40-ounce beers in bars? You get the bottles, you get cans.
Mostly
you get
probably
it off
because
the tap.
You have a giant glass thing that could hurt people. I think that's probably the whole sole reason. I'm sure people would want to sell that.
But I've always seen in movies where they go, give me whiskey, leave the bottle. That's a giant bottle and it's worth more.
That's not how actual bars work.
No.
I think
I always wondered how they charge for that. They go, well, I mean, 7 ounces or it's like 12 shots in there, and each shot costs as much. It's like, why did you go to the bar?
Yeah, they probably assume that he's going to buy. I mean,
it's going to cost $180.
Yeah, it'd be stupid expensive.
Just go to the store and drink in the alley.
They're trying to be social.
No, they're not. Not in those movies. When, like, you leave the bottle, they don't want to talk to anybody.
They're looking to fucking die.
What?
So they're looking to die.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Drop with Tom Hardy?
No. Tom Hardy's overrated.
How dare you?
I said
you?
It.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit.
Yeah.
He's great at everything he does.
Did you see Venom?
I did.
Oh,
he did his best to make that service.
He tried.
Nothing is ever going to top his main performance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, when you say he's great, he did his best.
No, but he's great.
That's the thing you say to people can't tie their shoes.
No.
He did his best.
No. He is amazing in that movie. It's just that the rest of the movie is...
He looked like he walked like he shit his pants.
Exactly. He's Brooklyn. You don't get it.
It was San Francisco. What?
Yeah.
He was like doing his best silent comedy.
Yeah, yes. That was him being like, I'm Charlie Chaplin in this shit.
I haven't seen
like from the way
he dunked himself into a lobster tank.
He did. That scene, if you don't at least giggle during that scene.
No, fuck that movie. I'm so mad the more I think about it. I keep forgetting. Like, there's certain scenes that that happen in the movie, and I forget that they happen until I see a trailer and I go, fuck, that was in the movie. God damn it, he joined a lobster tank. He's like, I'm eating the lobster. Blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself.
Is that McDonald's theme song?
Yeah. And he made out with his wife.
Yeah, that was dumb.
She couldn't. God damn it. I can't talk about this movie anymore. I get so mad.
I will say, if you're going to yell at Tom Hardy, which is not fair, you should yell at Michelle Williams, who is trying through a wig and Botox to act. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Impressive? That was impressive?
Sarcasm?
Okay, good. I was like, I feel like she was cast last minute. And went, you know what? We never put another character in this movie. Quick, get her on set. Here are the lines. All right, good. You're done for the day.
I'm guessing they threw a bunch of money at her because, like, it's a superhero movie that could be a franchise. She could be involved in it. Because even if, like, say there's there probably will be a sequel because it was a hit. I did quotes. Yeah. You know, even if she just shows up for a quarter of the movie, that's $10 million right there. I mean.
So is Venom is
anti-hero,
but he's connected to Spider-Man.
He is, but not in this movie.
Okay, but so Spider-Man is not necessary for the Venom.
Not anymore.
Okay,
doesn't make sense, but
they just wrote him out of it.
Okay.
It's not a huge thing
because two studios decided they just want to start big dicking each other until nobody can do anything for fun.
Yeah,
big dicks.
And then once Marvel gets full. Hold the Spider-Man, they'll revamp it again and do another Venom movie. Probably. And then everyone will get mad because it's the worst one, and then you go, no, you saw the other two, right?
Is this when you were growing up as a boy, when you're reading comics, going, God, I hope they do some movie someday? Was this the vision that you...
No. No.
Did you envision it someday?
I didn't even think that movies were ever going to happen. And then X-Men happened, and I went, what in the world... This can happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that director slept with a bunch of underage people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean,
we have to say it. Just.
Yeah. And then he also made Superman Returns.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's not that great of a guy.
Damn. But when you look at that compared to Man of Steel,
Man of Steel is even better.
What?
Man of Steel is even better.
Oh, yeah, as being bad? Or
no, it's better.
You think he's better? That's better than Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Superman Returns is like straight up boring. Or Man of Steel at least has like interesting stuff going on. I feel.
Oh.
People give Zack Snyder crap, but I like him as a director.
I did see a good point where the Justice League would have been a lot better if he would have been able to have completed.
Yeah.
Because. That universe is great as dark, but when you add color, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, because they shot it as dark, and then they went, add color to it. But we already, it's dark, so it's going to be, no, fuck it, do it, just do it. There's a lot of noise in there. Yeah, fuck you, Joss Whedon.
Oh, is that the mustache thing?
Yeah.
The mustache.
Which I like the scenes that were added, but yeah, that CGI thing is
so he had a mustache, so the CGI added off.
They CGI off his face and added lip and like nose structure. Like, it's very weird. Like, I didn't notice it in the theater until everyone pointed it out. And I
didn't. I still
like that face putty actors put on their face, like give them certain features. It just looked like his entire body.
See, I didn't even notice it, and then people were like, it's this part, I'm like,
yeah. Well, you're right. After people point out, now it's.
I still can't really tell.
Oh, okay.
But the whole movie CG, so.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's just like are we too old? Where like I'm just looking at the screen blinking, and like this is just a bunch of colors running at me right now. Like this is not even a full thing. Like
I mean, I still enjoyed it. It was good.
Which one?
Justice League.
I also did.
I didn't see that one.
No.
Fools.
I didn't know we were going to do a movie review.
I didn't know either.
We should tell you next time then what's on our mind.
My first topic tonight.
But it is funny because on clearance, they had Justice League movie stuff, and I bought it for my son, like the bigger, like Titan, as they call them, hero figures. So he's going to be the only kid ever to know who Steppenwolf is. Like, just like by heart. Like, and he's going to be the only person ever to like be like, that's Steppenwolf. And they're going to be like, who? Like, the villain from Justice League. And they're like, I don't know. It's been 20 years, no one's seen that movie. That's like if someone now, like one of us, went like, yeah, I have this Dolph Lundgren Punisher doll. Like, it's so cool.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, the Urkel doll.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember Urkel, Mike?
I do remember Urkel.
We did a traveling comedy show, and then the drive back from Fond du Lac to here, Mike didn't turn the radio on at all, which was weird. And then we were talking about TGIF and stuff. And we started playing. I looked on YouTube, and we were listening to all the Urkel raps.
Yeah,
and he raps way too often. Apparently,
oh yeah,
he had the one about doing the Urkel dance, and they all dance and do the Urkel.
Don't do drugs, probably.
Yeah, there's like one about don't do drugs. There's another one is him as Jaleel White singing about sex, being abstinent or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know, man. That guy has range.
I will say, I feel like we've been. We've been in the car a lot with Mike, and that's like a Mike go-to thing. If there's a bunch of people, I don't think he usually doesn't like. He either turns on AM really low,
or like should just turn it off,
or just nothing. Because I think it's more because he knows there's going to be conversation. Why start the car and turn on music for someone to go? Hey, yeah, what?
I feel like we always going to play the game and figure out what song it is, and then. Eric would be like, I am Manfred Mann. And we're like, how do you know that? And he knows, Eric knows the weirdest things.
Look, I'm having one time.
I'm talking about like the time, like if it's like unplanned. Like the time we went to Rhinelander, we planned buying those CDs and the grab bag. But
yeah. One year over the Christmas holiday season, I got from the library How to Learn Italian.
Yeah.
CDs. All month, anyone who was in the car with me, we were listening to that all the way to the show. And by the end of the whole series of it, you could learn how to basically pick up a girl. You could like
that's the conclusion of
pretty much. You could. I've lost all. The one that I remember because I just saw is "Le vorrei mangiare qualcosa." Would you like something you eat? But so you can say hello. You can say you are beautiful.
Buongiorno.
You can ask street names. Like, where do you live? You can ask. What's your street name? Your place or mine? You want a beer? Do you want something to eat?
Where did you rent these?
The library.
Which library? The sex library?
The downtown library. No, there's nothing in there about sex.
It's just implied.
Old men look at internet porn in there.
Yeah, what does that have to do about his Italian audiobooks?
That's not. You're making a false correlation.
he said there's nothing about sex, and I proved him
in
wrong.
In the library?
Not in the library. You're just talking about his specific Italian book.
And it's not just old men looking at porn. Anyone can look at porn.
Yeah.
It's true.
My favorite thing about the library is when you're a kid, you knew it was, be quiet, you're in the library. Yeah. Now people just go, pull their phone, like, yeah, I know, I'll get the money later. I just got paid. I know, I'll send the alimony check.
What library are you going to?
The Central Library. I was there, and a guy was just walking around talking to his ex-girlfriend or wife, talking about their child support payments. He's like, yeah, I got a job. And she's like, where'd you find it? Doesn't matter. I got money. I'll get you the money. I'm like, just shouting it.
That sounds
walking.
Like a scene in Venom.
First topic I have tonight.
Venom.
I listened to the Eminem album.
That's bad. It's bad.
It's a lot of... it's not great.
My favorite part of the movie...
That song is on there, though.
My favorite part of the movie is the very, very end when they showed you 5 minutes from Edge of Spider-Verse.
Ooh.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I heard it's incredible.
I heard it's...
I haven't.
Ah, come on, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Conrad. I don't have days off.
I've fallen into the trap of, I'm like, but now I just reached that of age 34 where I can't go to the theater anymore as much.
You're 34?
I am.
Well, you can't go to the theater anymore?
This is two kids. So day job, two kids.
Sure.
Like, doing, like, stand-up and stuff, it's harder to get to the theater, or I can't just be like, hey, it's 2 p.m. on a Saturday. Bye. Like, I can't just do that anymore.
I've brought this up on the podcast before, but I swear to God, when I first met John, he was 5 years younger than me. Now he's only a fucking year younger than me.
It's weird.
Because every time he's like 34, I'm like, there's no way you're 34. I'm 35. There's no way you're younger than me. You were always like years younger than me.
And I thought you were younger than me.
Are you catching up? Are you born on Mars?
Yep.
Or Venus?
Your life is stagnating, so.
What?
Like, your life has stopped, and now everything is crushing.
Yeah, everyone's catching up.
Yeah.
To me?
Yes. Yeah, you stopped at 35.
Oh,
you've been cursed.
Good.
You're 35 forever. But the rest, nothing can change the rest of your life.
This is 37.
How, you can't go in reverse.
I gotta catch up to you somehow.
It's not in reverse. You have to go circle back around.
True.
You old, die, get reborn, come a baby.
It sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah, I mean.
I just knew this was going to be a great episode because nobody's fucking here. I just like knew it because like this is one of my favorites. What's your first topic, Scott? I did that on purpose because you were drinking.
Number one.
Do you ever drink water too fast? Have you ever had dreams where you want things, John? You don't have them?
Dreams where you want things?
Wait, like as in if in the dream I want something and can't have it, or I do get it, or...
Or like you're awake.
Not literal dreams, just like dreams of wanting something.
No, do you ever have like... like
that's how it ends.
Like yeah, like you haven't had something in a long time, and then you're like, and then you have dreams about having it.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I want it so bad.
Yeah,
you're like, you have those.
Probably, yeah.
That's happening to me right now.
What do you want?
Ice cream.
Okay.
Are you allergic?
No.
Okay.
Are you trying not to have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a little.
Try not to have sugar, and I'm like. I drive past Dairy Queen, they have $1 dilly bars. I'm like, I want a fucking $1 dilly bar. I want two of them.
But why?
Because they're delicious, John.
No. You don't let me finish. I understand that.
Cherry. Two of them.
But if you're going to give up your sugar, like, no sugar thing, why on dilly bars? I feel like you could just, like, get a really, like, fancy ice cream cone somewhere and then be like, this was worth it that I gave it up, but I'm still gonna go back to no sugar.
What's wrong with dilly bars?
There's nothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
It's $1.
I'm not saying anything, but that's just like saying like, oh, I need a drink. Hams. Like, it's not, there's just like so many better things you could do.
Yeah, but ham. What?
Ham? No, ham's
no,
beer.
No, ham's beer. Like a shitty...
I had a dream and I was like, I drove through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And that's just sugar fucking with you. That's sugar trying to like.
But I had an ice cream cone. I'm like, that was good. And then I'm like, what? I want more. But they're going to recognize me if I go through the drive thru again. So I parked my car and got out, put a hat on. And then I went inside and I ordered like a cookie dough blizzard and a berry smoothie.
Yeah.
And I ate both those in there. And then I went behind the counter because I'm like, I'm going to make my own now. And then they chased me out of there.
Sure, yeah.
And then we were in a forest and there's bears everywhere.
That sounds like an amazing dream.
It was fun. I have a lot of fun dreams.
But I love how in your dream you're still Scott. Like, as if anyone...
Who would I be?
No, but I mean, like, you still, like, don't even, like, act different in your dreams. Like, as if anyone would give a shit if you drove around back again and ordered something else. What would happen?
I can't control that, John. It's a dream.
No, but in real life you would do that, too.
Yeah, I'd probably just go to a different restaurant.
Right, that's what I mean. But what would stop you from just going back in the drive-thru and going, I meant to order two?
Speaking of, can I just say,
Yes, you can.
I went to a restaurant. I went to McDonald's because I was like...
Walking into a yacht.
I was at my parents' house and there's one right by their house. I'm like...
Dairy Queen?
No, McDonald's. And I was like, this is a couple months back. And I'm like, I'm trying to diet and stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I want a fucking salad right now. I'm like, I want to get one of their... Whatever, Fiesta salads, the chicken and stuff. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I drive through and they go, I'm like, yeah, can I get a salad with this and then, like, grilled chicken? And he's like, we stopped serving salads for the night. I'm like, motherfucker, it's 7:30.
Yeah.
Why would you stop serving? You're open for another 4 hours.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. So I drove. I'm like, well, now what do I do? I still want a salad. So then I drove from the one over here in De Pere.
Yeah.
All the way down to GV to the one by the Highway 172 by the truck stop and down there. Drove all the way down there. I'm like, hi, I like a Fiesta chicken salad with grilled chicken. They go, yeah, we can't. All the salad has been recalled. I'm like, why didn't the guy at the other one say it's recalled? I was like, I'm going to a different place. I would have just given up at that point because I do that. I give up easily. So I was just going, fuck it. I'm going to just go to the grocery store and get my own salad.
That's what I was going to say.
I fucking went all the way out there because I want the chicken, John. You can't just go to the grocery store and get chicken.
Well, that's literally what you do.
Bye.
If you would have gone to the grocery store, got like a bag of lettuce or even like a salad kit, and would have got like one chicken breast, that would have been like even, you would have saved money.
You can't just go in there and go, I would like one chicken breast, please.
Yes, yeah, you can.
How?
Festival has their deli open to like 9:30, 10.
They're cooked. They're not cooked. They're raw, aren't they?
When you cook them.
Right. Then you go home and you throw in the
oven 20
minutes.
Yeah, it's already like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Hmm.
But you're going to eat a whole salad at that point anyway. Why not just wait?
Because they have to cook it. That's the whole... Do you not understand how drive-thrus work? It's ready.
Yeah, but by the time you were saying... You drove to that other McDonald's.
Yeah, but like I said, if I had known...
You would have just...
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying after the first try, just do it yourself. Well, that's what you should go ahead of time. In fact, you should have salad backups at your house.
Also, didn't you just say, why don't you treat yourself? That was me treating myself, John.
I'm saying if you make that decision to break like a diet, do something worth for it, not just to break it.
I wasn't doing it to break it. Sometimes I have cravings, John. Do you know what cravings are?
I sure do.
See? John understands.
Because I don't eat fast food anymore, but God damn it, I still have Taco Bell once a month because it's just still a vice for me. Just like...
Never cared for Taco Bell.
And that's okay. See how I said that's okay to him instead of screaming at him as if
I didn't,
as if he did something wrong?
Because Mike showed his opinion that you did this wrong because you should have done that. He's like, that's all right.
Again, I never said you did anything wrong. I was just telling you...
Why did you go do this? Mike,
you could have. I said
Mike,
could
Mike,
have.
Mike said, I'm not even careful talking about. Well, why don't you just go to Taco Jones? Why don't you go here? Why don't you go to Caliente? You like tacos? Why don't you go get different tacos? I'm John Egan. Woo!
Connor, have I ever said woo?
Yeah, you have.
Shit.
Busted.
I am the Ric Flair of comedy.
So, yeah. I actually understand the reference. That's a football. Nope. What's the Grabby Guys Man game? Football.
What's the Grabby Guys Man game?
Wrestling.
Please write that one down. Someone. What's the Grabby Guys Man game?
Not on our computer.
Yes, please. What's the Grabby Guys Man game?
Fine. Find out, Conrad. Fine. Google. Grabby Man's Gan. What did I say? Grabby Man Hand game.
Hand game?
Siri, what's the Grabby Guys Man game?
Yeah. Gary's my hand game. I can't even repeat what I said.
I bet it has something to do grabbing.
What did Siri say? What is your laughing?
She's mount your friends on Steam.
On Steam?
Mount your friends?
It's a fiercely competitive sporting event.
You basically got a bunch of guys and bombs and you gotta like stack them.
Guys grocery games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man PS4 fighting guide.
Yeah.
Grabby guy.
You can't help the winners. Anyways, I dreamed...
First topic.
That was me.
Okay. Oh, the dreams?
I dreamed about ice cream. Don't you ever dream about things you want?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But it's all that things
I
you
have a lot of sex dreams.
I have sex and ice cream dreams.
My brain just gave up at this point. It's like, I'm not going to tempt you with this.
That was a pretty good joke.
Why I was listening.
I know.
What do you say?
I have sex with ice cream dreams.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's not nice to judge it now out of context when you win.
Sure. That's fine. No, don't worry. I'll support your next joke.
I don't like this anymore.
This whole thing, the same like kind this of whole cups? Podcast? Like, I don't know what
you're... Oh, it's not. What?
like this whole thing anymore?
No,
life.
This, I'm worried. The way Mike smiled at me meant bad things are going to happen.
I'm not a vengeful person. It's fine. It's fine.
No, is he?
You
the way he said
it,
that?
You didn't find it funny,
do you
and
think,
that's okay.
Do you think the popularity of this show is based on our diversity?
Might be.
The popularity?
Yeah.
Tonight after the stand-up show, a woman came up to me and said, you need more women.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, we have a lot of them. Didn't have tonight.
Yeah.
And she was very aggressive. That was the diversity moment.
Yeah, she, I was sitting at my computer and she came up and she's like, hey, do you have female comedians here? I'm like... What? Just, oh, are you not... Are you setting up for the next show? I'm like, yeah. But we do have female comedians. She's like, oh, how does someone audition for that? I'm like, go talk to him
oh,
or
she
him.
Wants, yeah. She wants to do stuff.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
it was the initial... The initial,
right.
Not hello, or hey, you know what I mean? Just, you need more.
Do you have female comedians? I mean, this is my first time here, but do you... John, do you have nice shoes?
I do.
Do you have dress shoes? I mean, this is my first time
John,
seeing...
John, you need nice shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're here.
They're here. Those match your outfit. Your whole outfit matches, John.
I actually didn't even know that.
Look at that. Yeah, blue, blue, blue.
John often puts care into the way he dresses.
I don't...
Yes. I know.
I don't know how matches work.
Garanimals.
What is that?
No, that's fine. Don't laugh at my joke.
I don't know what that means.
No,
what does it mean?
What?
Garanimals?
You've never heard of Garanimals?
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 Is this like... Is this like
a Walmart brand of clothes.
Is this like the Daminals? Daminals? Damn it. No, the Daminals. The yogurt...
Dunkaroos?
Animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so like you have... You it's a match. You like your pants are have a little rhinoceros on it. And you find a shirt that has a rhinoceros on it. You go, oh, these match each other then.
How do you know this?
I have a child.
Oh.
For animals are kids' clothes.
To help you learn how to match your clothing.
Yeah, that doesn't match color, it matches animals.
Which matches the clothing. They don't just fucking throw animals.
Teaching kids to like wear the same color shirt and pants, which is terrible fashion.
Yeah, John's Mike's wearing black and black. That's
black and black is fine.
Why?
My guess is it's probably like a blue navy pants with a shirt that has navy in it. So like they're telling the kids, you can wear this. This makes sense.
Yeah, but look, I'm wearing gray pants.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a black shirt with red in it. I'm wearing a red hoodie.
That's fine.
Is
that
okay?
Have any problems with what you're doing?
I have white socks on, and there's white in the shirt. My shoes are gray.
Yeah, you do need better socks.
Oh, there's socks. Who fucking sees them?
Most people.
Right now, because these pants are shorter than they're supposed to be.
Are those Batman socks?
They are.
Nice.
The fuck is this bullshit?
I should have worn my velvet socks.
Were you here on New Year's Eve?
I switched over to like long, like fancier, not fancier socks, but like long designer socks. Not designer. Different fun designs.
Keep changing, keep saying...
Because I used to wear just regular white socks, like the ankle ones, but they would, like, my pants, because of my fucked up short height, my jeans would start rubbing on my feet, and I'd get, irritation.
You know the great thing is about socks that are all the same?
What?
If you rip one, you throw the one away, and then you have a spare in case another one rips. If you have your Argyle black and white socks... Then one rips, you go, well, fuck, a whole pair is gone.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. Like, I literally buy socks on clearance or fun ones online or, like, when they're doing clearance sales. So, really, if they go away, it's the same as a pair of white socks.
Also, the fancy socks, they seem to be, like, one size fits most.
Yes.
My feet don't fit in fancy socks.
So, when it says 6 to 12, you go, nope.
I'm 13.
Okay, then, yes.
So, and I'm fat, too, so my ankles get all squeezy. And then you pull the socks and it stretches and it doesn't even look like a carrot anymore. Not a carrot.
That depends.
Pegasus.
Okay. It could have been a
you
carrot.
You thought you wanted to say Pegasus and you said carrot?
Yeah.
Pointy?
I don't know what.
Are they both pointy? Is
no, they both have wings.
No, Pegasus
they
doesn't
have
even
wings. They don't have
like
wings.
The green wings on top. The
no,
love,
don't even try to justify it.
What are they called? The roots?
It's called
the leafy
wing
greens.
Of the carrot?
It's like a wing. It's like a wing.
Sure. I just will never understand that. I wanted to say Pegasus. I said carrot.
Things happen all the time in my head. I said grapple man fast game. What'd I say? wrestling, whatever.
Reprimand fast kick.
Wrestling and football is different words. You say different words all the time. You try to say hello. You say hi sometimes. It's not the same word.
Yeah. By the way, I just want you to know, you got this fired up about socks because I wear different ones.
Than me. I'm fine. I'll wear the different ones. I go to the store, I buy the biggest ones I have, and sometimes those aren't...
Are those white?
Yeah, they're white, and on the ankles and the tips of the toes, they're like a grayish color.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not just wearing just like plain white?
No!
Don't you dare act like
that. You want
like
me to take my shoe off?
No,
you want me to show you my sock?
No,
why? No one's asking for that. What are you so defensive about your socks?
Because you're making fun of my socks.
No one.
No, you said you had no sense of style, and then we complimented you and said your colors actually matched. And
I asked if they matched. You said, oh, nice socks.
No. You said I have white socks. I said, you could probably change those up. And then that dissolved into you breaking down your life.
Mike has white socks.
You have white socks, yes.
Yell at him, too.
Mike, you should have different socks.
Okay.
Oh, now, after the stigma's gone.
I just got a pair. I have a couple color variations of socks.
Yeah.
I just got a pair of Beatles socks for my mom for Christmas.
Aww.
I have three different types of socks.
What color are they? Like
they're blue with a yellow submarines design on them.
How do you match your socks to all your clothes then?
I don't always, and that's the thing. Do whatever you want.
See, this...
I think socks don't matter because people will see your...
What? He's contradicting himself.
No, I'm not.
You're like, you should get different socks. I don't think they matter. Oh, look at the submarine alarms. Submarine alarms.
Yep.
To Red Hunt for Red...
What I meant is...
Hunt for Red October.
What I meant was different designer socks, not just, like, plain white socks. Those, meh. But, I mean, I'm saying if you... Like, when I get dressed in the morning, I just pick a random pair.
Do you know how much socks cost, John?
Like $1 a pair.
$1 a pair?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Do you know how much socks
cost? Like, if you go to, like, the Target one spot, they'll just have them sitting in the dollar spot.
I bought a 5-pack for $15.
That's $3 a pair.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I will say, if you are really a 13 and you need bigger socks, I understand that then. And I'm sorry for making fun of
yourself. I bought like a 12-pack of socks for like $6. That's 50 cents a sock. I'm saving half my profit. Half of...
Are you saving that money?
And what are you doing with it?
Yeah.
Dilly bars?
No, I obviously not. But I could buy six dilly bars with it. Six dilly bars, John. That's enough for 3 days.
So two a day.
I told you I wanted two.
Yeah, but you're having cherries. That doesn't count.
No. What? This is a fruit? Fruit doesn't count? Weight Watchers.
No, cherry doesn't count as a dilly bar.
What do you mean?
I think it's...
It's one of the main flavors. One of the three main.
Like when I think a dilly bar, I think of chocolate.
Well, then go fucking buy your chocolate dilly bar. Go eat your chocolate dilly bar, your generic Miller Lite. Go wear your stupid...
Batman socks.
Batman socks. Most generic superhero ever. I have a toolkit on my belt. Good job. Way to be a superhero.
Star, I'm Punisher. I have a skull. I'm tough.
I don't care about the Punisher.
You love the Punisher.
Oh.
You know
that's Conrad. Conrad loves the Punisher. Right, Conrad?
Really
fuck you.
What's his ability? Punisher?
You know, the other day, the Punisher's creator came out to say... Cops who put the Punisher logo on like all their stuff are idiots because the Punisher like represents a failure of the justice
system. Yeah, that's funny. It's funny. It's like when people wear they'd be like if Nazis wore a Superman logo.
Yeah.
Doesn't technically like isn't there like a Bizarro or like a Red Sun Superman who's kind of like a Russian
communist
guy?
Yeah, that's not Nazis. Communists aren't Nazis.
That's close.
So it's just in geography.
Red Sun Superman did like hella good, actually.
Yeah.
So he's a good communist.
Yeah, like all of them.
His only crime is put the whole world in a bowl.
Wait, he put the whole world in a bowl?
Buffalo.
He did?
He was trying to, metaphorically.
In a buffalo?
Oh, I thought there was like an actual comic of him like taking the like world and trying to stuff it into a bottle and destroy it.
A bottle?
Bottle.
What do you think happens in comic books?
Ridiculous shit.
Honestly, putting the whole world in a bowl isn't pretty outlandish.
Although they did have one of the planets in Superman, it was in a bottle, of little cities.
Actually,
it shrank.
There
Brainiac
is
did it.
A Lego movie where Bizarro, Brainiac shrinks the planets into bottles, and it's actually the plot.
Yeah, that's literally Lego Batman 3. It's based on the video game.
Brainiac's thing, baby.
Anyways, it's time for Conrad's Question Corner! Fuck. Jesus Christ. So this is the part where Conrad asks the question and then we answer it. And sometimes we let Conrad answer it.
Okay, this one was given to me by my manager at the exchange, Abby. Shout out to Abby.
And she's like, what are you doing here?
Would you rather permanently have a booger stuck in your nose that everyone can see? Or would you rather have your fly permanently down?
Okay, here's the thing. No offense to your manager. I hate these. Would you rather have this or this? I hate those questions.
So that's what you wanted Connor to ask.
No, I want him to ask questions.
That's what he did.
Not.
I have backup somewhere.
No, I want it this way.
Well, okay.
I was going
to
slam my.
Do you want to just give him the questions to ask?
So you can research, and then when we both answer, you can go, no, dummies, this is the real one.
I like the ones that are like, hey, what
was. Do you think we're winning a fight?
Would you rather?
No, because that's a choice then, Conrad.
Your questions with no choice.
Yeah, questions that open. Like, when you know, remember in high school? Do you remember high school, Conrad? It was like 2 years ago for you.
I think we should do the same podcast, but Scott has a dilly bar before, so he settles the fuck down.
Fly down, by the way. Fly down.
Fly down.
Booger.
Why?
Because my dick is down there. I don't want people to see that.
But you have underwear on. Right?
Sometimes it falls out.
What do you mean?
The hole opens.
Why? What?
Because the buttons are shitty.
What? So you're not. So if a button falls apart on a boxer, you're not getting a new one?
No, it didn't say it falls apart, it just opens.
Okay. Do you still wear boxers?
Yes.
Gotta do boxer briefs, bro.
No.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs.
Do you want me to just.
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. What are you worried about your sperm count? Like, who cares?
I don't like things that cling to me.
The boxer briefs have room down.
That's why I hate socks. I hate tight socks. I don't want tight socks on my feet. They squeeze my feet. I don't like constriction.
What about a sock on your dick and boxer briefs?
Those are called condoms, Mike.
Oh. All right.
Booger.
Okay. That's why his date in Seymour didn't go well.
Because I don't.
So wait. You'd rather pack have a socks down. And say, this is for later.
You'd rather have a booger in your nose. Because your dick might fall out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A booger in your nose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's walk down to the food store house.
I'm not.
And I go, hello, ma'am. I like a table. She's like, booth or table? And I say, give me a table. And she's like, whoa, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to call the police officer because your booger is showing? No. If my dick is out, I'll get arrested and children...
But she's still not going to like you with a booger on your
How far down...
It's a waitress. She doesn't have to like me.
How far down the street do you think you're going to get with your dick out of your pocket?
Well, it's always open.
Your dick can get tucked back in.
Yeah, but also if I'm sitting down and standing up from a booth, who knows what kind of jumbles could happen?
It's business. Wait, what do you... Like but you know, jumble? But you know if your dick was getting close to being out.
Well, guess what? Guess what? You know what I would do? Oh.
You're just
Conrad's leaving. He asks us a question. He asks us a question, then fucking leaves.
We can't afford. We lost a major percentage of our
time. I'd rather have my fly down, so that way I can just wear clothing and cover it up.
There we go. You wear a long t-shirt and you cover
plus
it up.
Plus, you're flying down. You're always ready for action.
Well, guess what? I'll shove a whole bunch of hairs in my nose. Or I'll put a fake mustache on.
No, how would that be? He said the booger's on your nose, not in your
nose. He said in your nose.
No, he said
rewind the tape.
All right. Yeah,
I'll put a band... Guess what then? I'll put a band-aid on my nose. They go, what happened? I got a fight with a mugger. And they go, oh, you're a hero.
I hope you pronounce that right.
What? Hero?
Mugger? No.
Mugger.
Oh.
If you get lazy with it.
No.
Mugger?
But what happens if you go to the beach, John? You're wearing your swimsuit. There's no fly. Is your fly always open then? I have serious questions on this.
Conrad, what do you think?
Conrad?
Oh, he left.
What if you're just wearing a towel? Is the front of the towel open?
Or if you have a butterfly.
It says your fly is always down, so if it doesn't have a fly, you're safe.
Yeah. Well, then...
Buy a swimsuit that doesn't have a fly.
Guess we're wearing sweatpants all the time.
Found it!
What did he find? Where was your phone?
It was in my car.
Oh, Conrad.
You went to your car?
You said booger on the nose, right?
in the nose, like it's dangling out of your nostril.
Does it make a whistling noise when you...
That.
I feel like I always have a booger in my nose.
You probably do.
Yeah.
It's an easy choice for you.
I blow it all the time.
Oh, so you try to get rid of it. So your fly is down.
Yeah, but if I know it's always going to be there, then I'd just give up.
No, your fly is down right now, though.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because I check it 18 times a day.
Oh, like, so this is like a real problem for you.
Yeah, I'm always worried it's going to come down. Or it's just going
to come down.
Dude, do you know how often I'll just go, I'll pee, and then I'll just fucking forget. And I'll just wander away. Done peeing.
So you're living in that scenario, so why do you want a booger in there?
Because I usually have it at home, rarely when I'm in public. I'll like, I'll bring the garbage out. I'm like, why is my dick cold? They go, fuck, it's open.
What did you say?
The wind.
You'll look in the garbage?
No, I'll take out the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, and you'll say, my dick's cold.
Yeah, and then realize, oh, my zipper's open.
Oh.
I don't want that.
The other day, I left my house, and I was walking, and I was about half a block, and yeah, something feels weird and down there. I said, oh, my fly's open. It wasn't just my fly. My fly was undone, my button was undone, my belt was undone. I didn't do anything. I was like, how am I existing? How is this possible? It was so weird.
I just feel so bad.
I just imagine you like there, like your belt's like off to the side, ears like kind of stumbling, and your hair is like sticking out to the side. Like, how did I get here?
I was in a rush. I remember I was in a rush. And I had a lot of other things I was doing, and I was like trying. I like went to the bathroom, but then I was like, in such a rush that I just didn't.
You probably didn't even flush the toilet.
Probably not.
My nose just whistled.
Yeah, well,
get
used to that problem forever.
I have another question, if you like.
What is the question, Conrad?
Do you think that people would be able to tell that Kermit is a frog if they removed his collar, or would they just think he's a lizard?
Wait, no, hold on. How many frogs do you know have collars? Because I can name at least...
No, that's the point. He's saying that if you removed the collar from Kermit, would he just look like a lizard, or would you know he's a frog?
Yeah, but the collar doesn't make him look like a frog.
No, because there's that toad that, like, goes... That lizard that, like, does that whole thing with his neck, and then he runs across, like, lakes.
Oh, yeah, but say you didn't know anything about Kermit. If you saw him at first glance, just like as a puppet without a collar, you might be like, is that a lizard?
I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for them calling it Fozzie the Bear, I wouldn't have known he was a bear.
you're dumb.
Miss Piggy's pretty obvious, but they just call him Gonzo because, like, we tried making a puppet and we can't fucking tell what it is. So we'll just call him Gonzo, and we're not going to give him a name of an animal.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing in that show.
You know.
Jim Henson doesn't.
You know what's funny with is that there's a frog out there actually named after, like, a species of frog actually named after Kermit.
They named
like
it Kermit. After Kermit?
Yeah, it's named after, like, Kermit. Like, huh. The Latin name is, like, Kermit something.
There's also...
Are you sure they didn't name Kermit after that frog? How is Latin still happening?
There's kind of reason. But it looks like Kermit, except it doesn't have a freaking collar.
But why is it named in Latin? Latin stopped, like, decades ago.
There's also... They also call a certain type of bears Fozzie when they're just wearing hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bow ties.
He's wearing a bow tie, collars.
A big bow tie.
But a small hat.
What is
if you see a bear with a small hat, you can go, that's a fuzzy bear.
Let's listen to some jokes, huh?
And then he roars.
Or what if it's Yogi the Bear?
The jokes are worse.
Yeah, come on.
Or Boo Boo has a bow tie as well.
He does.
And Yogi wears a...
That's how you know the bears are friendly, if they're wearing clothing.
Boo Boo got Botox before his bow tie.
Boo-Boo and Yogi, like, wearing collars, but, like, no attached to no shirt.
Yeah.
Like, they could just wear the tie without that.
That's
weird
true.
Collar thing.
But then... The collar covers it. The collar covers it. Why doesn't Kermit wear a tie? He's got a collar. Is that a collar, or is that his skin?
It's technically a collar. You can remove it. He's sneaked before.
He can remove it?
Yeah.
Why is it green, then? Why make it the color of your skin?
Green's his color.
What if I wore a skin-colored shirt? You'd be weirded out.
Yeah,
very.
I want you to say, Bobo got Botox before wearing his bow tie.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Please do.
I'm never going to do that.
Mike?
Boo-Boo or Bobo?
Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo got Botox before his Bar mitzvah?
Bow tie.
Before his bow tie?
Yeah.
Boo Boo got bow ties before his bow tie.
Scott.
No.
Come on.
Scott.
Boo Boo.
No, you said one word.
I said
the whole thing.
I said one word twice.
How about Yogi did yoga with yogurt in Yolanda?
In Yolanda?
And Yolanda.
Oh. Ooh, he did both of them.
Mm. He had dreamed about having sex with yogurt.
He put his dick in his yogurt. Yes, that's what I meant.
Just like Mike's dreams.
Yep. I
liked your joke. I brought it back.
Why did you touch his far leg instead of the leg?
Why did you touch my leg at all?
It was for the audience. I had to do the reach because they're so far away. So if I just did this, no one would be like, what is he doing? No one would notice.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement he'd still be a frog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's he?
Kermit. The question.
Yeah, you don't change your species by taking a piece of...
I'm so angry.
If I take my shirt off, I won't stop being a human. No. If you put a collar on your dog and said, all right, this is a dog, you take the collar off, he's not suddenly a cat.
Is this a collar that, like, is the same color as its fur?
So?
Could be a cat, then.
You put a black collar on a black cat, you take it off, he's not suddenly a bird.
It's not the same thing, you know that.
He said...
If we're talking about puppets and what they look like, frogs and lizards could look very similar.
Well, that not if you're a good puppet maker. I told you this before. Jim Henson slacked a little bit.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. When he invented a whole genre entertainment, he definitely should have taken more time in going, this looks too much like a fucking lizard.
You know what? You know who also looks like Kermit the Frog? You put some hair on it, suddenly he's a Fraggle. All the fucking Fraggles look like Kermit the Frog. Yeah, but they all look like Kermit the Frog. Except, here's a
orange material.
Here's a yellow Kermit with the scary goat eyes.
Yeah,
so he just changed the eyes.
Did you see I forget which Muppet movie it was where Kermit hits his head and gets amnesia, and he joins this ad company, which is a bunch of other frogs, and they're all named. They're all like rhyming names.
Is that Muppet's Most Wanted?
No, I think it was Muppets Go to New York, I think.
Oh, okay. Muppets Take Manhattan?
Yeah.
So the Jewel one, or is that
that's
overseas?
That's in London. Manhattan is where they meet the rat.
Oh, okay. And then, I don't think he's seen any of these.
One of them. I saw the one where he got amnesia.
Anyway, it's like this ad company, and it's all frogs, and they all have a rhyming nail. Like, can't think of it. Carl and... No.
Conrad, look at those names.
Yeah, look them up.
Conrad! Kermit name.
They all look like Kermit, but they don't have the collar.
Yeah.
So they all talk in a similar voice. It's really funny.
Because
That's the way
old cats.
I think in the poster here. We should probably be looking here. What about you?
Dogs all bark. Dogs all. Cats all meow. Birds tweet. You hear a tweet.
Andy, Aloysius, Andy, Artemis, Eloise, Eugene, Edward, Elaine, Mortimer, Mary, Millicent, Molly, Matthew,
none of those right.
Yo-Yo, Gaia, Yee.
I think he just read the cast list of Little House on the Prairie.
Chobo.
Slow-mo?
He is silent.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what he looked like.
You can.
That's
I'm
not
just
what
saying.
I was talking about.
If you get one of those clocks that has a bird scream every time it's a new hour.
You mean a cuckoo clock?
No. Like the ones that they saw on TV. Where it's like, it's 3 o'clock. Here's the call of the robin. It's like, tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh. A call, not a scream.
I mean, birds screaming is basically tweeting. But all the robins sound the same. So all the frogs sound the
same.
In Muppet World.
How many characters do they get?
12.
When they're tweeting.
No, John.
A Twitter joke for you?
No more Twitters.
Hey, you like that Twitter joke, motherfucker? Hey, piece of shit, you like that Twitter joke?
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
You can call. Your socks are dumb. What are they, Batman?
I'm reading this wiki right now. I discovered Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy's children, and it's literally just a pink Kermit and a green Miss Piggy. It's terrifying.
That's funny to me. I like that joke. Robin. Does Robin have a collar?
What?
Robin.
Like Batman and Robin?
Yes, like Batman and Robin.
Sometimes he does, yeah.
No, Robin is nephew.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a collar.
Yeah. So does Robin look like a lizard?
Yeah.
No, he's got long feet.
You hardly ever
see. Oh, he does have a collar.
Well.
Oh, shit.
This changes everything.
Does it?
That doesn't sound right. I don't know what he's looking up.
Fake news.
Yeah.
I'm on the Muppets Wiki, the most reliable source
I would go to IMDb.
I don't think he sounds like he's... It sounds like he's just saying... John, I think it's time to end this.
Good. What's up, Scott? Why?
Time to end it.
Yeah, what's up?
What do you mean, what's up?
What do you want to do to end it?
Just end it.
To do
a funny...
Did we get all your topics?
Have a funny joke. No, I got through... I barely got through one.
I'm sure there'll be a great line in the next topic.
Oh, no.
Is it just dilly bars over and over?
Do impression of Mike.
No.
Drum.
Hey, I just did one.
Do you remember drums?
It's pretty good.
Do you remember drums?
Do I remember drums?
Do you remember drums?
Yeah.
That's drums. Ketchup guy?
What about him?
So it's on a topic list until we talk about it. It's going
to
be...
You know, it's okay when you're making notes to expand.
I don't know what it means.
Right, but when you're writing it in the moment, you do, and you can add notes that we know.
I had one, and then I remember what it meant after I deleted it. I went, oh, that'd be a fun. And then
what does ketchup guy mean?
I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know. Ketchup guy.
Did you meet a guy who didn't like ketchup or like too much ketchup or?
I think I spelled ketchup wrong.
Was made out of ketchup.
How did you spell ketchup?
I spelled it net right now. It's ketchup guy.
Ketchup.
These are my topics.
Your life is a TV show?
Yeah.
Which one?
Mine. We were talking about it last night. Mike and I were talking about it last night.
Mine?
My TV show. My life. Uh-oh. My life. It's a Borat reference. John, you had to end it because we
that
had one. Because Destiny left. She was like, well, we're ending it. Let's stop. She wandered away to make hamburgers.
But what TV show is your life?
I don't know. Mine.
No, just a concept that, from your point of view, you're a TV show.
Yeah.
So you're the lead.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We're extras.
Right.
We're paid regulars.
Yeah. I think you guys would probably both be paid regulars.
Yeah. And yours?
Yeah. You're more of that girl that was in Boy Meets World, like, the first season.
Topanga?
No. Let me finish.
And special guest, and also starring. How would we be listed in your credits?
No, like, so Scott is like the young daughter, like the youngest girl who went up the stairs in season one and didn't come back down until season six. She was there so much
that
she
wasn't
disappeared.
Boy Meets World.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
I don't know. Shit.
Speaking of Family Matters.
No,
there's a daughter. That...
Family Matters is black.
You never said a white girl.
I said a blonde girl.
Oh. So? I've seen Meteor Man. They can be blonde.
They can be blonde?
You've seen Meteor Men?
Man. Meteor Man.
The movie Meteor Man.
Oh, Meteor. Yeah. I saw it. See? Look at it.
The second black superhero movie, Blank Man. Was Blank Man before or after?
Nobody knows. I think after.
I know. I've seen the movie.
But the bad guy. See, look at it. They have blonde hair.
Oh, all the bad guys are blonde?
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
But that's not natural.
Wow!
That's not an offensive thing to say. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but all I said was, Family Matters, you're like, they're black. I'm like, you didn't say the... And you're like, they're blonde. I'm like, yeah.
No, you're
it's
right.
It's a TV show. It's not real.
Scott, you're right.
She didn't really go up there for 6 years, John.
Scott, you're right. I think he's repeating that because he's never heard it.
Good night.
Yeah,
this is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.